Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on The Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go-around. And today I am going to go a little old school here with one of my favorite bands of all time. One of my favorite bands today, of course, that being Skillet. Obviously, I've been, fan of theirs since the late 2000s when they really kind of started hitting it big. But I don't know if a lot of people realize that they've actually been around since the mid-90s. They have been obviously gone through some, personnel changes throughout the years. Of course, John Cooper, the only person being part of the original lineup that's still around today. So I'm going to go all the way back to their first album, back in 1996, and the song I'm going to be doing today is Gasoline by Skillet. It was off their self-titled debut album. The album was released on October 29th, 1996. The song itself was released as a single in 1997. There is no official date here. And it was definitely kind of an interesting concept here because we have a band that's kind of going with like a little grunge sound here, but then obviously the lyrics when you listen to them are obviously very Christian based, because obviously they're a Christian band. So the song was originally recorded for a demo tape that they released called Right Upside Your Head, and this was one of the songs that was re-recorded for this album. And an interesting note here in 2022. John Cooper said that he wanted the debut album to be called Right Upside Your Head, but the record label disagreed with it and ended up just making it a self-titled album. So, kind of an interesting little note there. But of course, we're going to go ahead and listen and watch along. If you are watching along via YouTube link, that's a decent length phase, about 4 minutes and 10 seconds. So we'll go ahead and get started in 3, 2, 1, and play. So we have the little, Gas, opening here, saying Skillet, Gasoline by Arnett Records, and now we open up here with the video of a bunch of people running through the, what looks like running into a building here as they go into a room here where we see the band Skillet playing. It's kind of interesting when you think of a Christian band, you don't think of like, mosh pits and hard rock and that sort of thing. And of course, now we see John here performing, who looks, if you see him in this video and you see him today, he's like two different people. It's crazy to think about. Interesting note, again, kind of reading up on this song, is that apparently, or it's on the original demo, as I mentioned, Right Upside Your Head, that preceded this, the song Boundaries didn't have John on vocals, but instead it had Ken Stewart, who was the guitar player at the time for Skillet. He was the one who sang it. So, like I said, Skillet has gone through some very numerous personnel changes. The original lineup here that we see here in this video, it was a three-man band. It was Cooper, Stewart, and then Trey McClurkin on drums. So, again, kind of a far cry from what we see today with John being the only original member still around. And now the current lineup, of course, has him, his wife Corey, Seth Morrison, and Jen Ledger. So who would have thought, I don't know if they would have thought in 96 that, that's where they would be. And, it's funny, I mentioned that this was released in 96, so we're coming up on 30 years of Skillet being around, so kind of crazy to think that the band itself's been around that long, and John's been a part of it since the very beginning. We got just intersplicing here with shots of the band performing, and this audience here rocking along with it. Again, not something you would think about, this kind of atmosphere, when you think about like a Christian band, But it was, it's different, You don't want, Christian, it kind of goes with the idea that Christian, music can appeal to everybody depending on the type of style that it is, because it still conveys the same message, just it's just in different I guess different avenues, I guess you could say. It's kind of difficult to explain, but I guess it's one of those things where you just have to really kind of listen to it to really get the meaning or get the understanding, really, to what it's supposed to be here. So, like I usually do, I usually like to go through the comments here, so let's kind of look at some of these comments. Croc214 says, this song really shows John's skills on the bass, and it's kind of funny, you think about it, the fact that John, the lead singer, is the bass player. Usually, the lead singer will either just be the singer, or occasionally will break out, be the guitar player as well, but it's not often that the lead singer is the bass player. And I know John does kind of alternate in today, kind of alternates between playing the bass and, when he's performing and not, he has other people do it for him. Kind of interesting thing there. NASCAR Steve says, and this was from 7 years ago. Excuse me. I cannot believe Skillet has been around 20 years. I have had the CD since 96 when I first got into Christian music. Look at all the kids shaking in this video. Today's kids will never know what that is. This was from 20 years, when he mentions 20 years. So this was from 2016. And like I said, we're coming up now on 30 years of Skillet having been around. Here's some interesting ones here. Slinging Tree says, the old Skillet is better than the new. This will always be one of my favorite albums. I mean, again, I know some people have been who remember the band from the mid-90s. It would be interesting to see how many people, were fans of Skillet in the 90s, and then as kind of like the 2000s came, as they've gone through the changes and their sound evolved over the years, how many people kind of dropped off because they prefer that old style of Skillet. But, again, you gotta, I think one thing that John's mentioned, they gotta change with the times, and one thing they have been able to do over the years is evolve, and that's why they're still around almost 30 years later. So I think that's just something you have to think, something some people don't really think about all the time. But there you go. There is Gasoline by Skillet, first single from them from back in 1997. So kind of cool, kind of going back into the archives there to see, what they used to be. But we'll go ahead and wrap it up here. So thank you again for joining me. It's always fun doing these. We got some good ones coming up here, some good theme weeks. And as I've said before, we are closing in on episode 500. So be sure to follow along with that and follow along with everything else here on the across the Quadapods here in the place to be. So with that, I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. And we'll see you next time.